Thank you very much for joining my podcast. It's Anthony Thomas, CEO of Thomas Media TV. I wanted to put my condolences and hopeful wishes and prayers towards Japanese. The islands are going to experience a massive hurricane, typhoon, and I'm hoping everyone puts their thoughts together and think about them in a time of need right now. It's supposed to be one of the biggest ones in many decades, something like that. They probably have stories about the last one written on something, scrolls or somewhere like that. If I go take a look, they probably, pretty much have something like that. They kept records very meticulously also. So I'm just putting that out there. Gather around them. Now's not the time for alienation and people in need or trying to sort, because does need and doesn't need, because talking about a lot of people like that at this rate. I'm not sure when it's going to touch down on, pass over in that case, but it's a pretty large system passing in their direction. Last I saw, I still had a day or something like that, but, time different over there from us over here. So, yeah, I'll definitely rally around and let the people know they need help. And they're a long way away, but they're just like us. They need the same things we need, looking for the same type of support as anybody would deserve in a natural disaster, whatever you want to call it, state of emergency, the lockdown. And insurance doesn't do much, as you know from my programming. I learned too, it's an act of God, and I think we're going to be needed, America. So let's pull up our bootstraps and put our racism back in our pocket and show the world what we're really good at. Or what we can be, or what we used to be good at. I don't want to change that. What we used to be good at. Or what we're still good at, but, we're kind of twisted around in knots. I'm hoping the best for that. And prayer in these times and those circumstances do go very far. And it's been good to me in 3 out of 3. So you know how those people are over there. I'm not racist or nothing like that. They're very family-oriented, togetherness type thing. And we need to learn some lessons from them right about now, because I'm sure they're going to come together in a very unique way when there's very little shelter in a situation like that. They've been wearing masks and stuff, Asians, for years. They got all kind of stuff in the air, too. And we should have learned a little something from them over this time. But we're a young country, our first pandemic, and now we get to see what the world has to offer in the way of, care and love and thoughtfulness and things. We haven't. We just got to dig down deep past the lint and the bull crap and better than other people, and I'm sure we'll make out just fine. But this opportunity, that's kind of what I pointed out, for us to put on a better face than I have on. About to tell you about that. And this might be one of those leaps of faith that they might have their hand out. They had some problems with us not too long ago about their service meetings, this and that. I think the other thing kind of acting up about that. I'm going to get to the mainstream, then go read about it. But this is why our specialty used to be humanitarianism, rule of law, and we're serious about it. So I'm really hoping they get the help they need and don't have to watch a catastrophe. Thanks to the ministry. Thank you so much. Talk to you later. Have a good day. Bye-bye.